get a big pot just like turnip green. You boil it, and the water turn green, you pour it out. He'd take the second boil and then pour that in, out in something else. Put in some meat grease in it and boil it and cook it. It'll be just like green, but say you have to boil it twice, get them all that poison out of it. Mm-hmm. But I never would eat it. They said it. Mm-hmm. You can see people in Shreveport. I've been hearing them advertising on them radio and television what is poke salad, and how them folks in town, some of them never been the country to eat poke salad. It'll kid you if you eat it, if you don't cook it right.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
That's a maple tree.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
Them what?
If you had a big group of those that was growing together, you'd call that a...
A tree?
Of these maple trees.
Well, I don't know. The maple, that's what they make maple syrup. How they get the flavor from maple syrup.
What kinds of trees grow around here?
Well, there's maple trees grow around here. Yeah, boy, well, there's black locust, oak trees, there's red oak, white oak, pin oak, water oak, hickory trees, Chinese, cedar, magnolia, sweet gum, sassafras, pine.
What looks kind of like a cottonwood tree?
Well, there's plenty of them cottonwood trees down there, sycamore trees.
Uh-huh.
They grow on these creek bottom. They don't any cypress grow down, but they grow all bound cypress here on, down by Low Spring Ridge, all around down there, back up here on Suckage, here on Boggy. There ain't none on Boggy up here, up down, but they're on these other creeks.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of a bush or shrub that has leaves that turn bright red?
Bright red.
It's got bunches of berries on it, clusters of berries. You might see it, it's kind of a small bush. It might grow around a fence or a road.
What do you say it have on berries?
It's got berries, but I don't think you eat the berries.
That must be that old poke salad.
Did you ever hear of sumac or shumake?
Shumake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, plenty of them little bushes. I have to have berries on top of them. There's plenty of them. I cut down a row of them up there.
Are they good for anything?
No, there's an old German comes here buying cows about 10 years ago. And he told me them that have an offer, they look like grapes, grapes on it. He says that makes the best wine they ever drink. He says that's what they use back on his home in Germany to make wine. Well, I reckon if a weed did, somebody make something out of it.
You don't make anything out of it?
No, I'd let the animals eat it if they want it. I don't want it. Now, there's a buckeye bush that grows. Now, you can dig that root up, and it's soft. You can beat it up, put it in a crocus sack, and throw it in a big hole of water, and kill every fish in there.
Really?
Yeah, come out on top, come up float around top of the water. Scale fish, catfish and everything. Make the snakes come out of the water. There's then snakes in the hole.